My name is Barry Pittendry. I'm an NMSU Foundation professor in the Department of Entomology at Michigan State University, and I'm currently also the director of the Legume Systems Research Innovation Lab.
This is a new lab for Michigan State University, looking really at something specific to Michigan and on a national scale, legumes, and what we can do with some of those different crops. Can you share a little bit more about the work of the lab and some of the recent funding that's been announced?
So the current Feed the Future Legume Systems Research Innovation Lab launched just this past month, and it really builds on about 40 years of leadership that had come before in similar types of labs and what were called CRISP programs before that. And we're a brand new program, but again, it builds on that leadership that had occurred at MSU long before this current program. The current innovations lab is really focused around legume systems, cropping systems, looking at better varieties, looking at how can we integrate legume cropping systems into current growing approaches for feed and fodder. The lab is primarily focused on work in West Africa, and we'll be focused also in two Central American countries as well. But the work that goes on, and ultimately the faculty members that will be involved in these research programs, it is the hope and the intent that this work will also be cross-applicable into cropping systems in the U.S. And previous innovation labs on legume systems have really been about sort of this dovetailing of global research and local and regional and national research that comes together to address questions that's important, that is important both globally and within the U.S. So it's a win-win scenario for legume production globally and legume production within the U.S.
What's the connection between Michigan and some of this research outside of the country?
So Michigan has had a very strong program in legume production for a very long period of time. Michigan State University has received excellent support and excellent interactions over many years with many of the legume supporting programs here in the state. And it just becomes a natural home, in my opinion, for reaching out globally around how can we integrate what's going on in Michigan with production, consumption across the globe. So I would argue that the strength of production of certainly beans within the state has been very important to previous iterations of this program, and I think will be very important. This connection with industry will be important moving forward as well.
What are some of those early research projects that you're looking to tackle and problems to solve?
So the program is structured in a way where we're essentially a management entity. So we will be putting out competitive calls for research projects around multiple components of legume production. So one of them will be around actual productivity issues of minimizing pest problems, for example, maybe one important project or multiple projects. Understanding how we can increase productivity in difficult cropping systems, or how can we integrate these legumes into other cropping systems will be, I think, some fairly important early projects. Understanding within the social context of how can we optimize what's already in these systems through more social science-based studies will also be critical as well. Understanding legumes within the context of other cropping systems is going to be very important moving forward. So there are new emerging markets, there are new emerging opportunities, and that will change what people are producing, where they're producing, and how they're producing it. So understanding moving forward what some of those opportunities are, both within Michigan, nationally, globally, and internationally for legume producers, is going to be critical. And we think that this program will well position our ability to understand those opportunities and work with groups not only within the U.S., but globally on how to look forward towards increased productivity, consumption, and integration of legumes, not only into cropping systems, but into diets.
What are some of the specific crops that you'll be looking into, and maybe why those stand out?
Two major crops that we are going to focus on will be beans and common bean, and also cowpea, or what's also known as black-eyed pea. In West Africa, black-eyed pea or cowpea, cowpeas more broadly, are very important within the cropping systems across many of these countries. Central America, beans are a very important component of cropping systems and of the diet as well. We're very open to looking at alternative crops that may also be emerging opportunities. Chickpeas, for example, may be one very logical opportunity for certain areas in West Africa. So we have two core crops with the interest of investigating other crops broadly, and actually the potential for looking at legume tree systems to be integrated into other cropping systems in order to increase productivity, because of course legumes do contribute to soil nitrogen and are important for helping other crops to grow effectively while reducing the need for certain types of other external inputs.
Michigan State University taking the charge on this innovation lab. Are there other partnerships in other states?
So the goal of this program is to build sets of partnerships throughout the U.S. and globally. So because we're at a very early phase and we're still not at the point of putting out the RFAs, requests for applications or requests for proposals, which will occur in the coming year, I instead sort of look back to the historical approach that this lab has taken in previous reiterations. They've built partnerships with universities across the U.S. Who have in turn built partnerships globally with important research institutions that are actors on the national, local, and actually global scale as well too. So we're looking forward to building those same sort of partnerships. Some of them may be similar, some of them may be very different, depending on the new opportunities that are emerging. But we look forward to building partnerships with other institutions within the U.S. As well as global and regional players in the two areas of the world that we're going to be focusing on.
And Barry, any last comments to wrap us up with?
So we strongly appreciate the support over the years of the legume production and community within the U.S. And that partnership over the past several decades has been very critical in building these international relationships, and it really benefit, I think, both the legume production systems in the U.S. and legume producers globally. So we strongly appreciate that support that we've had, and we look forward to building on that network. So it is our hope over the long term to be very actively engaged with the U.S. legume production and value chain communities.